There we go.
Yes.
You bid on an auction.
Yeah. UWSWAC.org. Encourage you to go there and follow the United Way on all their social media platforms. Have a good time tonight, everybody.
Yes.
And a big shout out to Allison Dairyland's own Taylor for joining us today.
Thanks,
that
Taylor.
Was so much fun. And to the best listeners in radio, thanks for joining us, everybody. Mel, have a great time at the event tomorrow.
I will.
And we'll see you on Thursday, I believe.
I believe so.
We'll talk then. You guys have a good one. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The White House says the Treasury Department is working with bank regulators as they step in to help two banks that collapsed.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington, where the president assures Americans their banking system is safe.
Every American should feel confident that their deposits will be there if and when they need them.
That after the extraordinary weekend action to protect depositors at two failed banks, Silicon Valley Bank of California and Signature Bank of New York. President Biden authorized a rare move, allowing the FDIC to preserve all the accounts at two banks, and not just those under the traditional $250,000 insurance limit.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger further explains President Biden's action.
He said the depositors are going to be saved. The banks, their shareholders, and management, they will not be saved. That is very different than 2008. This is not a bailout. This is a rescue for depositors only.
The administration has also approved a big oil project. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more.
It's called the Willow Project. It's being run by ConocoPhillips along the northern slope of Alaska, what is the largest natural reserve of U.S. land anywhere in the 50 states. In essence, the White House and the Interior Department saying that these leases date back to the late 1990s, and ConocoPhillips would have had a good case in court to argue that they've had these leases. They're opting now to develop them, and the federal government can't stand in the way of an agreement that was made several years ago.
Former President Trump's ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, spoke ahead of his testimony before a grand jury in Manhattan about alleged hush money payments.
This is not revenge, right? What this is about accountability. I don't want to see anyone, including Donald Trump, indicted, prosecuted, convicted, incarcerated, simply because I fundamentally disagree with them. This is all about accountability. He needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds.
A global study of toilet paper finds all the products tested contain toxic so-called forever chemicals. CBS's Vicky Barker reports.
A study of 21 major toilet paper brands in the U.S. and elsewhere found all contain PFAS, a class of toxic chemicals linked to cancer, fetal complications, and other serious health issues. The study looked only at how PFAS enters the food supply via wastewater contamination, not at any potential effects on individual consumers.
California is bracing for more wet weather.
This atmospheric river is supposed to hit tonight and go through Tuesday. So what they're doing now is they're using this time to complete any remaining rescues and, of course, to get resources into the right places.
Carter Evans in Northern California. The markets ended mixed. The Dow ended up down 90 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 34. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 19. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 46. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 10 above.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 14th, 2023. It's 10:06 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to have Let's Talk Real Estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. We have Lindsay Scheider joining us. Looking forward to that. Right now, we are joined by our friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We have Events and Engagement Director Katie Wright with us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
And Katie, who do we have with us today?
We have Laura today. She is the Workforce and Development Director over at the Chamber of Commerce. She just started last week, and we're excited to have her.
Laura, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you
for being here. Appreciate you being here. And it is Laura. We are having some fun during our pre-games here. Laura, thanks a lot for being here. I do this to every new guest, so don't feel like I'm trying to put you on the spot necessarily, but do you mind telling us a little about yourself, where you're from, how you got into this industry, how you got into this job?
I'm initially from Marquette, Michigan. Moved to Wisconsin Rapids about 12 years ago. And I've been working with the Nakusa School District and Boys and Girls Club for the past 5 years with activity programming with youth, which led me into the different programs now here with the chamber that I'll be doing with the Workforce and Community Development.
Cool. Yeah. It seems like a pretty cool gig that you were doing before. Did you enjoy doing that, working with the Boys and Girls Club and those things?
Loved it.
Yeah. It's good work. That also is the kind of work, like, not everybody can do that kind of work. Working for nonprofits and going back to back working for a nonprofit like that, and then working with the chamber. Is that kind of where you want to go with your career? Is that important to you, working with nonprofits?
I feel it is something that I gear myself towards.
Absolutely. It, even if it isn't intended, it's organic, if anything. It just seems to be, at least.
Correct.
Cool. It is. Very cool. What kind of work are you doing with the chamber?
So I will be overseeing the teen leadership, community leadership, HR roundtables, safety roundtables. We'll have business expos, the upcoming job fair.
Cool. Are there things that you're hoping to? Because you haven't been in the position very long, correct? You've just been here for like a day? Like it hasn't been that long.
Close, about a week.
Yeah. So I don't want to put you. What is your plans for the future? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm not trying to do that to you. But are there things that you're hoping to kind of do, like that you'd like to? Oh, this would be fun. I think this would be great for the community, or something like that.
I guess I just hope to expand the current programs that we're working on right now, as well as possibly creating some new ones that would be beneficial for our community.
What do you see or feel as the kind of mission statement for your job, for what you want to do, what you hope to accomplish? What is your kind of the essence of your goal, if you will?
Bring our community together.
Right on. That's cool. I apologize. I didn't know that we'd be speaking to Laura today, so I didn't have any questions lined up for her. I'm just kind of improvising here. But I one other thing that I'm kind of curious about with this, how you would solve the Middle East crisis. No, I'm joking. I had to do it at least once. When it comes to this community in particular, we seem to respond to these types of events, job fairs, these kind of things. The community really does seem to respond to them well. I think you're in a good area for this when it comes to that kind of stuff. You're also going to be able to be, I think, creative, too. The chamber is very supportive of those things, of being creative with a job like this. So I can imagine that you're going to be able to add a lot to it. That's great, Laura. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk to you some more, if not today, going forward. But I do appreciate the time, and thanks for bringing your talents to our community.
Thank you.
Katie, you and I usually go over events and touch on some of those things. I want to get into some of that with you today. Is that where you want to start, or do you have somewhere else you'd like to start?
No, we can start right on in there.
Let's do it. Let's get right into the events. Yeah. This is always fun. I enjoy doing this with you. And there are some great events, some signature events, and plenty more coming up. We've got some, still have a little bit of March left here. We've still got some big events coming up here in March, including the Spring Legislative Breakfast this Friday.
Yep. So that's a Friday from 7 to 9 a.m., and that is held at Midstate. It's where we have an update of legislators and local community official representatives. And again, that's at 7 o'clock. And if you want to attend, you can go to our website and register online.
Yeah, this is a chance for you to have no middleman. You can go right to the source and ask your questions and the things that you're looking to, you know, ask. I think that that's always been vital. Town hall meetings, if you will, have always been an important part of our culture and our politics. But now more than ever, this kind of thing is vital and important. It's pretty hard to shout, you know, kind of this isn't real or that isn't real when you're actually hearing it right from the person and they're answering your question you just asked them and everything. So I think that that part of this is really cool. It's also really important for them. I've talked to Senator Teston and Representative Krug, Katrina Shanklin, about this. This is their way of being able to hear from you out there, the people that vote them into office. Their job is to do what you're looking for. You're their boss. They find out how to do their job through meaning things like this, being able to talk to them and tell them, not through comments in a Facebook page or something like that, like being a real adult and going and asking an adult question. That's how you get things done in this world. At least that's how it used to be done.
Right.
I don't know. But hopefully we'll get back to that a little bit more. These kind of things are an opportunity for us to do that. It's also a real good chance to, you know, mingle and to run into people maybe you don't always get the chance to see and kind of run into not only that, but run into these situations. So we do have confirmed for this event, Senator Teston, along with Representative Krug and Representative Nancy Vandermeer are all going to be there. Wouldn't be surprised if Mayor Blazer shows up as well. Shane is really good about these things. So we'll keep you up to date on any more confirmations that get in throughout the week here.
Yep.
Registration and breakfast I see is at 7 a.m. That registration, is that something you have to do beforehand? Can you do that at the event?
You can do that at the event day of. You can kind of walk on in and we'll get you in there.
That's good. And then everything will kick off about 7:15. 7:30 will be the forum discussion and questions. At 9 o'clock will be the conclusion.
Yep.
Also wanted to send a shout out to Craig Tim, who is going to be moderating this. Craig does a fantastic job with these things. He's very good at what he does. So that's going to be a really, I think, not just an informal event. I think that actually will be a fun event. I know that we may not think of it that way, but I think that could actually be a really fun and important, certainly important event. Again, the Spring Legislative Breakfast is going to be this Friday from 7 to 9, and it's taking place over at our friends at Midstate Technical College at 532nd Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. We move on from that to next Monday, the 20th, where Off the Clock is at La Taqueria. Girl, I loved La Taqueria.
Too.
You too? Yeah. Big fan. The only people that I don't think are a fan are people that have not been there yet. If you go there, you are going to become a big fan of La Taqueria.
You won't be disappointed.
No, you will not. What is the Off the Clock event going on? It's going on there. What is going on with the event?
So it's from 4 to 6 on that Monday. It's just a networking event where you're going to have great food. There's going to be raffle prizes. I always say bring your business card because you will never know who you're going to meet there. So
yeah. I think that is such a smart note from you. Yeah. You've brought that up a couple of times, and it's honestly helped me. I have business cards that my team here was nice enough to make for me, and I never remember to take them with me or hand them out or anything. Since you brought that up, like I think two shows ago or whatever, I've been remembering. I've got them now on my wallet and that kind of thing. Like,
my car is everywhere. It's scattered.
It's scattered everywhere now. People that don't even want them have them.
Just like, take one.
it's actually a really smart idea, though, too. I think that with these events, especially in a town like this where it feels like, oh, I know everybody.
Yeah.
Well, why do I need my business card? But part of the purpose of these events is running into people that you don't always run into. And you'd be surprised how many people are around that you don't know. Think about when you go to any big store, like a Walmart or something like that. How many people do you see you have no idea who they are? Those are all potential clients. Those are all potential friends. Those are all potential things that could, you know, lead to that. That's a good reason to have that business card.
Exactly.
The off-the-clock event is great for those things, the mingling, all this. There's going to be appetizers. There'll be raffle prizes. So it's a really fun event. What is the time frame of that event?
So that'll go from 4 to 6.
So it's 4 to 6 at night. It's not even a huge time commitment or anything. And it's at La Taqueria, so dinner is covered. You don't even have to worry about dinner. I don't think there's a lot of people out there that don't mind having a dinner covered. Like, okay, so I don't have to worry about dinner. I know I'm having La Taqueria that day.
Do they limit you on tacos?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe so.
Okay. So unlimited tacos from what I know.
I love that place. Love their food. And it's a great atmosphere, too. It's a nice opportunity to get out there, get not only have a chance to mingle and do those things, but maybe win some raffle prizes in that too. Off the Clock is taking place at La Taqueria next Monday, March 20th from 4 to 6. And that is an event you don't have to register for or anything like that, correct?
Nope.
Yeah. After that, of course, we will have on the 29th, Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month, I see Coffee with the Chamber coming up.
Yep, that'll be from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. We are bringing that back in person at the chamber in our boardroom. Otherwise, if you would like to do that via Zoom, you can do that as well. We're going to have Evan Umpire. He's the Director of Tax, Transportation, and Legal Affairs. He'll just give us a legislative update and state budget review.
Yep, it is that time of the season. Tax season and all that is never a bad time to hear from somebody who really knows what they're talking about. Yeah. And that stuff. And certainly giving you any insight that you may not have otherwise. That's really key. It's that the people, the speakers you guys have hosting these, doing these, are always insightful and smart. Mm-hmm. And give us maybe a take on something or an angle on something that we don't always have. And especially right. When it comes to taxes, and every year there's new laws, there's new things to worry about, new things to cover. Having somebody like him there really, really helps. Goes a long way. It's a way to get this information while also having some great coffee.
Yes.
And coffee's always good. Coffee's always a great thing to add to the conversation.
Always.
This is something I appreciate that you mentioned, and that you guys are doing this the way that you are as well, where you have this, people want to get back in person and want to see each other and stuff and get out there again. We've paid our dues. We've made it through the hardships and everything, so we want to be back out there. At the very same time, there are people that just aren't ready for that or comfortable with that, or maybe they're at work and they're not able to be a part of these things in person, but their manager, their boss, or what have you allows them to be a part of them virtually. So giving the option of both is just really smart. But it's also really, I think, a good thing to do, and a kind thing to do.
Yep.
With this event, though, do we need people to register?
Yep. Yep, okay. It'll be on our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. You just go to our event page and go to that event, and you'll see a register here button.
And we're going to talk some more about some events coming up in April, of course, but we've talked about this before, and it's something I've actually talked about with some listeners since the last time you joined us. Somebody, a new couple to the area, were asking me about the chamber and how to get in contact with you guys, and I was telling them about the different things that the chamber does, and the community they came from did not have a chamber of commerce, and I thought that was really weird. I had never heard of that before, so I was kind of explaining to them what a chamber is and stuff, and one of the very first things I brought up is it is the chance to interact with your community. It is a chance to be a part of things and really add to your community. The chamber does a great job of supporting local, of being local, of being that that not just being a catchphrase. Like, they mean that. They put their energy, their blood, sweat, and tears, and money behind that. And it is not a coincidence to me that this community has been doing fairly well considering other communities and other communities like ours throughout the country. You have a strong chamber. I think that that's not a coincidence. I think that that all adds up. The events that you guys have here, they're great. That, you know, you have an event like this, you can learn more about taxes. You have an event going on at La Taqueria to help support a local business. But it's also this common theme of, hey, here's a chance to run into each other. Here's a chance to organically hang out or run into somebody maybe you haven't seen in a long time. That's community building on a level that we don't think of very often.
Right.
The essence of any community is the people, you know, and the people interacting with each other, getting to know each other, and not just being strangers with each other.
Yeah.
One of the funniest things in the world to me is coming from an inner city, like a city like Chicago, where we got people on top of people and all these things, and we barely know each other. Where you got a town like this, it's spread out, and everybody knows each other, it feels like.
Oh, yeah.
You need more of that, and we could all be more connected and more know each other better, have a little more empathy for each other. These events create that. These events have that for you, and while supporting local businesses and promoting them. It's a great combination of things, and it's a common theme that I think we see with our chamber.
Oh, absolutely.
We move on to April. God, what happened to March?
April?
How is it already March 14th?
I can't believe it.
It's weird. It just seems weird that it just flew by like
it
that so
did.
Quickly. Guys, have some great events coming up in April. I want to touch on those, but before we do, I do want to remind the audience that if you are looking for things to do, if you are new to the area, or you've been here forever, it is a great chance to go to find all these, not just these events, but other events going on in our community at the website WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. You go to their webpage and there is an events calendar, and you can go to their signature events as well and see the key things that the chamber highlights, but the calendar itself has everything on there that's pretty much going on in our area. Other chamber members promote their events on there, and it's a great way to see things like the Toast to Great Futures or the Job and Resource Fair coming up in April. Those kind of things. Oh, I can see them. They're right there. You got it all lined up for you. But we do have coming up in April the SIP Shop and Support Local.
Yep.
It's one of the cooler events we have around here. I think it's a fun one. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So it's kind of like a bingo card. So I don't know if anybody remembers like the Rekindle one. So you go to these places and you get stamped where you go shop at. So you're basically supporting your small little businesses that we have here. And you, I think you win an award, or not an award.
You get, there's like prizes and things.
Yeah.
Although, an award would be fun.
That would be fun.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
I'm still thinking about this annual awards here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Here's your award we have gotten.
You've got a lot on your plate, Kate. It's understandable.
It's jumbled.
With this event, you hit on it. It's a great way to support local businesses. The other thing that I always notice with this event, it never seems to fail. I have somebody come in here, and sometimes it's just a morning magazine guest that we're talking about. This and it comes up, oh, I didn't even know this place was here. I didn't know this said business was in town. I'm like, oh, I found a new business, or I found a new place that I'm going to go to all the time now. It also is really good for that.
Yeah.
The Heart of Wisconsin is excited to host this third annual SIP Shop and Support Local campaign. When it comes to this event, or really, you know, any of the events you guys do, we always are looking for businesses that want to host some of these events or want to be a part of them or sponsor them or anything like that. Katie, can they contact you when it comes to those things if they want to be a part of some of these events?
Yep, so they can definitely contact me at the chamber office, and we can find definitely an event for them to be a sponsor at. We're always looking. Even, I will say, Lunch by the River, we're looking for entertainment. So if anybody wants to entertain at Lunch by the River, we're always looking for that too right now.
That's good to hear. And that now is a great time to be touching on this and telling the audience about that. Because we want to make sure to get that booked. And we have so many great local acts around here. It's just a matter of them hearing us and getting in contact with you. Because there are so many great acts around here that are going to be a part of this. And if you guys don't reach out to Katie, she's going to be stuck with me doing my Simpsons monologue. dogs, and they're really bad.
Or me singing. You guys don't want to hear that.
No, you don't want to hear either of these. No. I don't know Katie's voice, and I don't know how bad it is, but I'm gonna take your word on it. You don't want us doing a duet. That's for sure. That's what you're going to be left with. Yes, us dancing or doing duet work, and that's not going to be entertaining. No. So get in contact with our friends at the Chamber and be a part of Lunch by the River. It's one of our fun events, signature events in this area that we enjoy every summer, every spring. We look forward to this, and it's a great part, great way to be a part of it. With the events coming up in April, we mentioned the 2023 Sip Shop and Support Local that will kick off on April 29th, and that'll go the whole weekend, correct?
Right. Yep.
So with that, and are we looking forward to other things coming up? I mean, you mentioned Lunch by the River, so you're already prepping on that, I imagine, and working on that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Are you taking, you mentioned the acts, like we're looking for more music acts, or just acts in general.
Just acts in general.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be just music. Anybody, the entertainment-wise. Are we looking for vendors also, or restaurants and different people for Lunch by the River?
Investors, if you're a food vendor, we'd love to have you out there as well. We'd love to book you for some dates. That's kind of what we're looking for right now. I think we have a few more sponsorship opportunities as well for that. Definitely give me a call and we can figure out a spot for you.
Yeah, it's something to really make sure to keep in mind.
Yeah.
I did want to rewind just for a second and just go over with you real quick. I heard great things about your 75th annual awards and banquet.
Yeah.
I heard it went really well. Hope to be at next year's. I felt bad it wasn't there this year. Shout out to our own Steph Schmidt for being there. Thanks for representing Steph. She does a great job with that stuff.
Does.
I don't want her to be alone next year, though. So we're going to try to join her on the
staff.
We
put her at a good table. So.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. Good. Thanks. Thank you for that.
We took care of her.
Heard it went really good, though. How'd you enjoy the event? Have fun?
I did. I think I was more relaxed now that I was at the event, but I feel like it went very well. Our award winners, they're very deserving, and I want to shout out to our sponsors. Thank you. It was a very good event.
Good, good. Laura, were you able to attend the event?
That was my second day.
Oh, cool.
Just very threw good. Her
that was
right
your
on
second
in.
Day? Man, you're a champ, Laura.
Come help
That's
us,
awesome.
Please.
That's awesome. That's great. And you had a good time. You had a fun event. That's a kind of a cool, though. Even though it is rough on your second day, if you got to be inaugurated, that's kind of a good way to do it. It's a great way to communicate and meet a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Correct. It was. It was very nice going in there, being able to see the event put on, meeting a lot of people. It was amazing.
Very cool. As we're wrapping up here and everything, Laura, one of the things that I always wrap up with is asking if people have questions or want to contact you, how they can do that. But you I can't imagine that you've memorized your phone number yet or anything like that.
Memorize mine.
No, I hear you. Yeah, I'm lucky I know my own phone number.
Right.
We can direct people, of course, to the chamber. And you can go to the website, wisconsinrapidschamber.com. You can even stop by the offices. They're open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, right across from Quick Trip. You're probably going to Quick Trip anyway. Stop by and say hi to Katie and Laura and the gang over there. And if you have any questions for Laura or have any follow-up things for her, I imagine just going there and stopping by would be a good place, a good way to do that. And Katie, one more time, I do want to remind everybody about the events coming up. We have got, of course, the Spring Legislative Breakfast this Friday. Keep that in mind, everybody. It's from 7 to 9 over at Midstate. We encourage you to register for this event. If you are not able to beforehand, you can register the day of.
Yep.
Otherwise, you can register by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And as we mentioned earlier, you've got Off the Clock coming up on the 20th at La Taqueria. That is going to be fun, 4 to 6. Be sure to join them next Monday for that. And on Wednesday, the 29th, Coffee with the Chamber. That's going to be featuring the tax man. It's going to be
Evan.
He's going to be there. Evan is going to be there. Evan Umpire is going to be there, Director of Tax, Transportation, and Legal Affairs. Going to be able to inform you on some of the more important information you need to know before tax season. Thank you both so much for joining us today. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I appreciate the time, Katie. How can people get in touch with you if they need to? And I'm not your phone number, but we can.
Thank you.
That phone number is 715-422-4859, 422-4859. Or you can email communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
Or
thanks.
Come visit us.
Yeah, stop by and visit them. Thanks for the time, you guys. A lot of fun. Thank you. And nice to meet you, Laura.
You too.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more conversation coming up on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Badgers men's basketball team is in postseason play, and you can hear the action from the National Invitational Tournament on these local Civic Media radio stations. Wisconsin plays Bradley this Tuesday in Madison with an 8:30 p.m. tip-off. WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. In Richland Center, dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM. And in Amory, tune in 1260 AM, WLAK. Every win in the NIT, find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 34. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight, lows level off around 19. Overcast, tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 46. 1 to 3 inches of snow, Thursday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 10 above.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, Part 2 for this March 14th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and I am joined right now by Lindsay Scheider. She is with Coldwell Banker Sierra Realtors, as it's time to talk real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker. And thanks for being here, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me.
I can't help but notice you are not JR.
We probably look slightly different. Yep, JR is, I'm filling in for him. He is off enjoying the sun, so yeah. He's usually got his business suit on, and he's probably wearing a different suit today, maybe a swimsuit. So
I could just picture him in a suit on the beach, though. I can picture him doing it. And he looked good, too. He always dresses so good. He always dresses to the nines. I hope you're enjoying your break, JR. Well-deserved. And enjoy it. And thanks for sending us Lindsay. Lindsay and I hadn't met before. We're just getting to know each other in the break. It's nice to have you in studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. Lindsay, I put everybody on the spot. I don't mean to do this to you, but we do like to get to know you a little bit. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. I'm born and raised in the Wisconsin Rapids area. I am married and I have two children here. So definitely have enjoyed being a part of the real estate industry and continuing to grow and know the ins and outs of our community, you know, this community and as we, you know, the small communities that surround as well.
Yeah. What was it about real estate that made you want to get into it? And how long have you been in the real estate industry?
Jeez, this is like an interview. I know, James, what the heck?
I'm sorry. As soon as I asked it, I'm like, oh, I'm really putting her on the spot here. I didn't mean to do that.
I have been in the industry for about 8 years. I started actually when I was at home with my children and as more of a freelance basis, project-based work, and then moved into sales. So I was an agent for quite a while, and now I'm moved into a new role as the director of business development. So that role has really created some synergy with our family of companies and built an amazingly strong team across the central corridor of Wisconsin, really allowing us to service our customers and clients from the Dells, Adams Friendship, to Rome, Nakusa, all the way up here to Rapids and Stevens Point area. So we're excited to service those communities and, of course, all of the little guys surrounding, you know, in between as well.
Oh, you're impressive, Lindsay. That is awesome. That is, I admire that a lot. And it's something about real estate, too, and I can hear it in your voice. I don't know many people that get into this industry that don't care about their community, they don't care about people. And it's a big part of it. It's a big part of the heart of that goes into real estate. You're helping people hopefully find a forever home, hopefully find the place that they can raise their kids in and those things. It's a personal thing. And you got to have some care in it. I can hear it in you. It shows. That's cool.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you're hearing it. Yeah, for sure. Myself and our entire team, we definitely don't think of it. You know, it's kind of a sales job, sort of customer service, but we really think of it as like a people business. Like you had to your point, you really get to know people. And, you know, this is one of the largest financial decisions that most people make. And having a trusted real estate advisor is really just important, not only now in this market, but, you know, in the past and in the future, too, as things change.
We're going to get into our market update in a second, but one last thing that I think you touch on there, and JR has mentioned in some ways that we don't really focus on too much because I want to get right into things with JR all the time, and I pick his brain and stuff, but when it's been done so much and it's been normalized so much of buying a home, we tend to kind of just think, oh, I'm going to buy a home. And I'm not saying that people take it lightly, but I think even in the middle of it, it's not until you're in the heart of it that you really get an idea of, oh, wow, this is big. There is so much to do. I got this paperwork to sign and these things that I need to think about. And I didn't even think of this or what have you. There's so many questions or so many things, so much gray area that you can miss out on if you don't have a smart real estate person, somebody trustworthy by your side to kind of help you through this process. That's why I personally, just speaking for myself and everybody else, I trust Coldwell Banker so much. They've proven it to me and my family for one, but also the work speaks for itself. Like they've been doing this for so long in an industry that is all reputation based. Mm-hmm. You know the real estate industries that don't survive because they're not around anymore because of reputation. These guys, Coldwell Banker, have been doing this for a long time for a reason. So your realtors, a long time for a reason because they've got a good reputation because they treat people right.
Yep.
They support their community. They back and promote it. They also do this great thing like putting up with me once a month on the air and going over these market updates. And that's what I want to do right now with you, Lindsay, if you don't mind, getting into a bit of the market update and what's going on here in Wisconsin and just in locally here in our area.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, you know, we are in the number of homes that have sold really have dropped significantly. And it's easy for us to assume that this change is, you know, solely based in one reason, higher interest rates. Everybody's talking about the interest rates. But at this point, it's really more about a lack of the available homes than the interest rates. Like there are ready, willing, and able buyers that really do want to buy. And we just have that shortage of homes available for that buyer demand. So we're seeing that in the quantity sold. You know, we're down year over year about 30% in that number, which seems like, you know, a significant amount. Mm-hmm. But our average sales price is still up. We're at $178,470. So that is still a 6% year over year increase from last year. This time last year, we did have an 18% increase. So we are seeing some of those prices stabilizing, which I think is a positive thing for mm-hmm. people that are buying and selling. There's not so much of the frenzy that we've endured over the last couple years, because that really can be stressful on both ends of the spectrum. As a buyer, it's really hard to compete. As a seller, it's overwhelming to get handfuls of offers and to try to be smart and compare and contrast those offers as they come in and make the best choice for themselves and their family.
Yeah, when I was doing my homework for the interview this weekend and looking into some of the most recent reports on the housing market and that, one of the things that stood out to me was this, and the idea that, well, this in some ways could be a good thing. It could balance the market out a bit. Mm-hmm. It's been, as you touch on, a bit over here, a bit over mm-hmm. there.
Yep.
This could be what we kind of been expecting to have happen eventually anyway, was this balancing of the market and things evening out. Are there less properties being sold? Well, there's less properties. So, mm-hmm. you know, of course that's going to happen, scientific, mm-hmm. you know, math-wise. but the fact that the sale price of these, I think that's encouraging. I think that kind of, whether you are buying or selling a home or you're just interested in the industry, I think that part is going to be very encouraging.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the average sales price in our community, like I said, is up, but it's stabilizing. We've been hovering just under that 180,000 for the past 2 months. So that feels like, you know, it's only 2 months. It's not quite a trend here, but it's something to consider or maybe talk about. And it's just even talking about our time on market, days on market now, our average is 69 days. It's just slightly below last year's days on market, which is 73. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really just goes to show that the market is hungry for more homes to meet that housing demand. I mean, homes are essentially still getting snatched up very quickly.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
No, I didn't interrupt you. Sorry, you were on a roll. I didn't want to get in your way. I was going to say, just going back to the average sale price and mm-hmm. that, and this all ties together, obviously, mm-hmm. The average days of market, average sale price, that, you know, what we're saying here basically is start building. Let's build some homes, people. Let's get some homes built. One of the ways that, because it's interesting, you know, I'll have Mayor Blazer in tomorrow. Mm-hmm. One of the things we've talked about on air, off air, is population and keeping the population we have and increasing that population, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that Wausau, Marshfield, Stevens Point, every town around here, that is one of the main things that they are trying to do. And how do you do that? Well, there's a lot of things that add to that, but the biggest thing is having homes, having places for people to live in and such.
Yep.
High tide raises all boats. It's mm-hmm. the kind of thing where it doesn't just help the real estate industry. It helps the, you know, every industry in this area, the more people that we can not only keep, but bring into this area. But we can't do that if we don't have the homes.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of does lead into that discussion once again. Another thing that you touched on when you were talking about quality sold, I think is really important. When it comes to any of these things, and really anything we're talking about, there is never we want a one-trick solution. Like, we want to be able to point our finger and say, this is the problem, that's it. But like most things in life, there's a lot of things to point at here. And mm-hmm. like a lot of things in life, you got three fingers pointing right back at you. it's something that it's a multi-level thing. There's a lot of layers to this subject when it comes to why are these things happening or what is going on here. I do think a lot of that comes back to, though, inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to have inventory. That comes down to having people to build these homes as much as having people to produce them and you know, put the money behind them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of something that's a whole other discussion, but it is important, and I think it's noteworthy, and it's hopefully giving people out there some encouragement to maybe get more into that industry or join that industry. Construction workers out there, or people that are looking to get into looking for a good career. I can tell you that long before radio, that's where my money was made, was in construction, my mm-hmm. family and such. And it's a great profession, a great job.
Yeah.
We need more people in that industry, and we can make more houses and maybe get more people in town.
Well, and it also does seem that there's some generational changes there too. Like you know, general contractors, like some of them are retiring out of the business, right? Mm-hmm. So to your point, having some in that younger population getting into that business, because there are some times where, you know, people are looking for good quality labor work, whether it's a contractor or a plumber or whatever, that mm-hmm. sometimes are hard to find or not as available as we would like them to be, as timely to get an appointment or something. If they're good, they're usually booked out quite a ways.
So. We're speaking with Lindsay Scheider. She is with Coldwell Banker Steuart Realtors. We are going to take a really quick commercial break. We'll talk more with Lindsay, and let's talk real estate here on WFHR's Morning Magazine.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Ample sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 34. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 19. Overcast tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 46. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 10 above.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're speaking with Lindsay Scheider. She is with Coldwell Banker Steuart Realtors. Again, thanks for being here, Lindsay.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Appreciate the time. And where do you want to pick up from where we left off?
I think we were kind of talking about inventory and just needing more houses to sell. It really just is a great time to sell. When we're talking about the sold price to list price ratio, we are still over 100% at 101. Sellers on average are still getting just above asking price. Multiple offer situations are still happening in our market. Mm-hmm. Just a big shout out to our associates. They've been working really hard to draft competitive offers for buyers, successfully negotiate for our sellers, and use their market knowledge as really power for their customers and clients.
Yeah, it goes a long way. Again, this is the difference of doing this yourself and your partner, or maybe just you and a friend or what have you, and having a team behind you, having actual people that not only know what they're talking about, but care about this situation. They're invested, literally invested in this situation for mm-hmm. you and your mm-hmm. family. There's not many things in life that are like this, where you're making such a big purchase, such a big thing, and you have a team of people that can help you make that decision, to make the right decision and really look out for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this as if buyers or sellers are looking to, you know, take advantage of you or anything like that. I think that people on a general basis are pretty see what you get and pretty, you know, open. But there's stuff that they may not even think of, that the buyer or the seller just may not even think of. It's nothing malice. guess it's just a matter of, hey, it's not my industry, so I didn't even think about that. But you guys over there, that's your job. That's what you do. So bringing a team like Coldwell Banker in this with you and Sierra Realtors, it not only is going to make this purchase more much more of a smart purchase for you and everything, but hopefully it's the last purchase, that you, last time you have to do it if everything goes right. Maybe you have this home forever.
You'd think real estate is really A, B to C, and it's just not. Like, every transaction is very different. And it really just is very important to have a trusted professional to help you through those ins and outs and differences between, this home and that, or a different situation comes across each time, whether it has to do with home inspection findings or a lender difficulty. Really just having the years of expertise that is at Coldwell Banker Seaworth Realtors is just unmatched. And we talked a little bit about the longevity of the business, and kind of just to go back to that a little bit, like, our brand is over 116 years old as far as Coldwell Banker Corporate. Our company is built on ethics and doing things the right way, and we continue to work that way to this day. And locally, our branches are, over 90 years old. So, three generation companies when we're talking about the offices in Wisconsin Rapids, office in Adams Friendship, and also the office in Rome. So we have three offices that cover, like I mentioned, the corridor of central Wisconsin. So having, that expertise of being in these markets that change and ebb and flow, and knowing how to navigate that is really important.
Boy, is that a great thing to bring up too, because we were talking about this with taxes earlier with our last guests, and every year there's new tax laws and there's things. It's important that you talk to somebody that really knows what they're doing. Ask Al Capone about that. It's really important. Really, really important. When it comes to something like this, it's very similar. Like, the real estate industry is constantly evolving and changing, and may not always be about laws, but the industry itself is growing in flux. You can look at the market 1 week, and the next week it's going to be something completely different. It could be, at least. Talking to people at Coldwell Banker Seaworth Realtors, you're going to have people that are in the know, that are constantly keeping up on this information. And you mentioned something else in the other conversation that we were talking about too, about drafting competitive offers for buyers. To those that don't know what that means specifically, what is it that you guys do that you excel at that so much? Because it's not the first time I've heard that, not just from you or JR, but from actual clients of yours.
Well, I can't give away the secret sauce.
Yes. I don't want to give away too many details here.
It really just comes down to when you're in a competitive situation, like, how do you bring your highest and best offer? And that's looking at every single component of your offer to purchase, when you, of course, on the buying side, to what does that client need, right? There might be a necessary contingency, such as a financing contingency. But when you're in competition, how can you make that look the best that you can for the other side, which, of course, is the seller. So even though you have that protection in place for your buyer, how can you minimize the risk to the seller, and getting really creative with how we can do that? And of course, the financing contingency is just one example. Home inspection is another one, right? So a buyer really wants that protection of a home inspection, but how can you minimize the risk to the seller, and really kind of essentially playing both sides of getting what you need for your person, and then also trying to make it look competitive for your seller.
I think that's one of the to me, as an outsider, one of the cool and interesting parts of this is where you are playing both sides, and we want you to. Like, that doesn't happen very often in life, but it is one of those situations where that's exactly what you want. And I think it's part of the reason, I know it's part of the reason why people continue to go back to Coldwell Banker Seaworth Realtors. You guys do a great job of the balance of that. That is not an easy thing to balance, and more times than not, you can see people leaning one way or the other. Coldwell Banker, it's right down the line, and looking to take care of both properties, both parties, and keep both people happy as they can be. It's great to be able to, but it's also just an interesting angle on things, because I don't know a lot of industries that are like that, but it's interesting part of it.
Well, and our team too, I think You touched on it. We continue to grow as our brokerages. We're really focused on supporting and training our agents to meet the demands of the changing market and the necessary tools such as creative offer drafting of this market. And, you know, another component, like we're here to talk about a market update, but just to throw it out there, if any listeners have ever considered a career in real estate, don't hesitate to reach out. We would love to expand our team and bring on fantastic people to help all of our customers and clients.
That's a great thing to note. It's good to hear. So let's talk a little bit about the spring market. I know that is coming up. Will likely continue. Are we thinking it's going to continue to hold low inventory and higher buyer demand?
So spring is, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball.
Yeah, it'd be nice. You could also tell us when it's going to get here.
Isn't it supposed to be spring soon? So right now, we're still having that low inventory, high buyer demand. We're hoping that the spring market will bring some more listings. It is a fantastic time to sell. So if people are thinking about, selling their homes, there's just buyers out there for all different price ranges and different types of properties, whether it's residential homes, of course, land and commercial. So if that's something you're considering, it's a great time to, as we approach spring, get something listed. And just, I guess, kind of circling back of just making sure that you have that real estate expert working for you. I mean, we're literally working on your behalf just to make sure that we can reduce any stresses that are part of the home selling process. We, as agents, our agents and brokerages, just really have the knowledge to help navigate our way through pricing and marketing your home correctly. We want to elicit that maximum exposure for you. And then also negotiating, right? Negotiating on in your best interest, guiding you through all of the steps of, you know, taking your home from just listed to just sold.
The knowledge part of this is so key. And, mm-hmm. and so important. It's great to have people that can barter, that can help you with those things, that going back and forth or any of this or going over your house and all the things that you need to check off before you can put it on the market. Those things are very important and helpful. But that knowledge of the industry as a whole, that mm-hmm. an industry that's constantly growing and changing, that is that's priceless. And being able to go to somebody that you is local. You're not calling somebody in another state. You're not reaching, you're not working with somebody that isn't in the same zip code as you. Mm-hmm. The part of this that I think can kind of get lost in the shuffle sometimes, and understandably, I think, is we're talking about real estate. We're talking about where you're going to live. We're also talking about where Lindsay lives, where JR lives, so you guys, the added investment in this, in people, it's not just the business and helping your business or your bottom line or being in the black. That stuff matters. You want to keep the lights on, certainly. But we're also talking about, you know, people that could be neighbors, people mm-hmm. that you could go to the same school that your kids go to and everything. Mm-hmm. That's what we're dealing with on a local level here when we're talking about a real estate industry like Seward Realtors. Mm-hmm. And they get that better than I can say it. I mean, they understand that. So when they're talking about selling your home or helping you buy a home, they're not just invested in this on a business level. It's a personal level, too. They care about the people. They care about the community. Mm-hmm. It shows. And it has to show. You kind of have. It's all part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think just talking about the knowledge piece of it, like it goes so, I mean, of course, all of the contracts that we use are really important for us to know inside and outside and front and back. And we do, of course, know our contracts, but it just goes so much farther than that when it comes to market knowledge. And we're just constantly learning. We are doing trainings and sales meetings and all of the things just to make our people the best people that you can have when you're going into a real estate transaction, and therefore, you know, the best outcome for our customers and clients. Another thing I just wanted to mention was, you know, our brokerages are full service. We're just here for our customers and clients every step of the way. I like to joke that we're kind of the tour guides of real estate.
Yeah, it's good.
and really just helping to guide people through these tough decisions and again, be a resource no matter what the situation, right? Are you thinking about buying or selling, or you haven't really talked to a lender yet? We can be that resource to connect you with some of those trusted, again, local professionals to help make sure that the process is as smooth as possible. And And of course, if it's time for you to call a real estate professional to make sure that you choose a top-notch Coal Banker agent, and we're ready to serve all of your real estate needs.
Before Lindsay leaves us, we'll get that information for you, how you can contact her and our friends at Coal Banker, see your realtors. Lindsay, you mentioned that you guys are always open for future real estate people, for people that may want to get into the industry. Mm-hmm. What kind of things that you think would be very, the skill sets that would tie into being a good real estate agent?
I think someone who is caring about others, somebody who is conscientious and on top of the details. There's a lot of details in real estate, dates and deadlines and little things, but the little things matter.
Yeah.
So detail oriented. And of course, like our world, even I think everyone has, you know, really gone a lot with the virtual world and technology base. So some skills in that department as far as being able to navigate. We have some great platforms and software that we use to make sure that we're doing the best that we can for our customers and clients. And so having some technology ability is great as well.
Oh, that's a great note. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's a really good note to mention. And Lindsay, as we're getting ready to let you go, I did want to also mention to people that are looking, maybe if they are looking to buy a home or sell a home, is there things to keep in mind as we're getting ready for spring and maybe they want to put their home on the market? Are there some simple things they should keep in mind, or just should we just encourage them to reach out to you guys and have the conversation with you all?
Well, I mean, I think that it is sometimes property specific, you know, depending on what that property is and what it looks like, and making sure that we're just making it shine, right? Like that's our goal, is to make sure that when, you know, we're taking pictures of the property and putting that out for the public and making sure that we're getting all of the eyeballs that we can on the property, that it looks its best.
Lindsay, great getting to have you in studio here and getting to know you a little bit. Thanks so much for joining us. But you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back. Sorry. It's your own fault, though. You did too good. Lindsay, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more and reach out to you, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So the best way is to give us a call. It's 715-424-4800. Or you can reach out online, which is coalbankersewert.com. And we would love to start the conversation and help in, you know, planning out what is right for you in the real estate world, or if it's the right time to, you know, press go.
Yeah. Thank you to JR for setting this up. We had a great time with Lindsay. Thank you for that. We're looking forward to next month and another episode of Let's Talk Real Estate with Coal Banker, Sear Realtors. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, James.
We'll also have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow, everybody. We'll have Mayor Shane Blazer in with us.